Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Next, let us talk to somebody this morning who has every right to have a little bit of a sore head. Jamesy O'Connor, former All-Ireland winning hurler with Claire, joins us now. Good morning, Jamesy.
Morning, Philip. How are things?
You sound quite fresh, or are you putting a brave face on it?
No, I'm very fresh, very fresh, and I have a nice smile on my face.
I'd say you do.
5 o'clock yesterday evening.
You know? I'd say you do. Was that the most exciting All-Ireland hurling final that you've ever seen?
Well, it's certainly up there. I suppose 2013, when the sides last met in the final, the same type of epic hurling, goals, drama, intense stuff, went to a replay, and it was a magical Saturday evening. Shane O'Donnell introduced himself onto the hurling stage. And obviously we came out the right side of another classic with Cork, but yesterday it just seemed to have it all: drama, scores, goals, missed chances, Hawkeye, the referee going down with an injury cramp, and both sides, you know, provided, I suppose, entertainment. It was a fitting end to the hurling year, and it seems to be, from a neutral perspective, you know, a game for the ages, and certainly that was my sense watching it.
And that man O'Donnell, a player of the ages, player of the year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's been tremendous all year, and actually, I think, tweaked his hamstring during the week on Tuesday. So, you know, we were lucky to have him even available for the game. But when the need was greatest early on, you know, Cork were 7 points to the good. They got off to a phenomenal start. I think 1-7 from their first 8 shots. We missed a few opportunities. We were 7 points down. Patrick Horgan missed a free. And I think from that puck out, O'Donnell just made something happen. And, was obviously involved in taking the ball past 2 or 3 Cork defenders, released Aidan McCarthy. And that was the goal that really got us back into it. He tacked on a couple of points
Because up until that point, I mean, particularly when you're looking at Robert Downey's goal, your heart must have been in your mouth.
Yeah, and listen, we had 2 goals yesterday that were as good a goals as have ever been scored in Croke Park. And to do it on that stage, I mean, Rob Downey's caught the ball over Peter Duggan's head, no mean feat in its own right, and then sold at 65 metres and stuck it in the roof of the net. I mean, it was rider over stuff. And then, as you said, like, look, we were very much in a hole, but we were 7 points down against Cork when the sides met in Parky Keys in a must-win game for them back in April, and that was a fantastic match as well. So I think the fact the team knew that, look, there was still lots of time, they hadn't really started to play, and they just had faith and belief in themselves that, look, they could turn it around, and they managed to do that.
I'm never sure how much point there is in relitigating these kind of things, but Conor Lean, it should have been a free, really, the tug on the jersey.
Yeah, at the end, I mean, it's just so many things happen, in a hurling match. I mean, Cork definitely should have hit a 65. I think that was a call that maybe the officials got wrong. And Conor Lean certainly at the death did have a little tug at Robbie O'Flynn, but, you know, he managed to get the shot off.
More than a little tug, he was pulling the jersey off him.
Yeah, well, listen, he still managed to get the shot off. And, I mean, I'm gutted for Robbie O'Flynn, I'm gutted for the Cork players because... I mean, they contributed. They lost nothing in defeat yesterday. And these are just... Sport is cruel. And certainly Patrick Horgan and Seamus Hannity, nobody would have begrudged those guys the fairy tale ending to the year yesterday. And,
But Robbie O'Flynn, the point is here, he did get off a good shot, and it's 50-50 as to whether the tug on the jersey actually did impede him or not.
Yeah, no, listen, there's no question about it. I mean, Johnny Murphy would have been perfectly within his rights to give a free, and in the circumstances then we're looking at a replay 13 days time. But I think given what the players had expended, I mean, the Clare players, Conor Cleary, you know, was offered a shoulder injury, Peter Duggan, Shane O'Donnell, Mark Rogers, none of these guys were on the field at the end. And Cork, Rob Downey was gone, Darragh Fitzgibbon was off the field, Harrity's hamstring had gone. I don't know if many of these guys would have been back in 13 days' time. So these are the small margins, Philip, and it's such a fine line between, the elation and the Intercontinental last night and how the Cork players were in Burlington.
Look, it's way too soon to be doing this, but I'm going to ask you anyway, will we have to wait another 11 years before we see Clare and Croke Park on All-Ireland Day?
We certainly hope not. But I mean, who would have envisaged that Tony Kelly, Shane O'Donnell, John Conlon, that generation, Dave McInerney, Peter Duggan, that... I mean, we thought, look, we're going to have 10 years here where we're going to be here for Ireland semi-finals and finals, but that wasn't the way it panned out. And I think certainly the older Clare players, the second one is always sweeter. And those guys, given the adversity and the resilience they've had to show, the Munster final defeats to Limerick, the All-Ireland semi-final defeats to Kilkenny. I certainly think those guys got their just rewards last night.
All right, Jamesy, thank you very much for that. Enjoy yourself this evening, and maybe the sore head will be more justified tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have a great night, and I'm looking forward to it.
I'm sure you will. All right, take care. Good luck.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.